What I was going to say is instead of go for like hours, I was going to leave it kind of short. So if you look, I know, but it'll still, sorry. I could speak longer if you guys wanted, but I figured if you look at your notes, there's only one or, well, on some of them it says one. That's right. No, that's right. You are. All right. Well, there's only one, or if you have the other one, it's two. But there's only one note I want you guys to get tonight. So, yeah. All right. So, we're going to be talking about, like I said, worship. Wow. Sorry. It's just really weird for me to be able to hear myself through the speakers. It's always weirded me out. But the verse... we're going to go to tonight. Well, there's a couple of them, but the first one, if you have your Bibles, is John 4:24. So, go. Nice. Sweet. All right. So, I'll just read it if you want, just read it along. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. So, you know what? Like, when Jason asked me to speak about worship, at first I was hesitant as to where to start, because there are many forms of worship. You can worship by singing songs. You can worship by making art. You can worship by praying. There's a lot of ways to worship. So I didn't want to focus on a specific way, and I wanted to focus more on what worship is. So I'll just get straight to the point, because I'm tired, and if I don't get straight to the point, I'm going to go off. So worship, here's your fill-in, blank fill-in. Worship is a form of love through action. Thanks. So in that verse, it says, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. So nowhere in it does it say, worship him by saying a lot of colorful words, or worship him by drawing a lot of colorful things. It's worship him in spirit and in truth. But so often we look at this verse and we just let those two words, spirit and in truth, we just let them pass us by without thinking about what that means. So, like, for instance, spirit isn't, a lot of times when we talk about spirit, it's, you know, the spirit of the Lord, the spirit, but what it's trying to get, what the Bible is saying here is it's your spirit, your heart, okay? So I want to just break down those. If you want, you can write this along too. That's why I left blanks or open space. So you've got spirit and truth, and I just wanted to easy equations. Spirit equals your heart, and then truth equals truth. Whoa, that's simple, right? So if you put those two together, you've got an action. So when we worship, it's not about the words we sing. It's not about, you know, the things we do. It's truthful heart, the truthful nature of that heart, that translates, that turns into action. So that's why worship is a form of love through actions. So I've got another verse for us. If you will, turn to Matthew 4:10. I'm going to turn there too. Matthew 4:10. And there it is. Actually, no. I lied. Sorry. Thank you, Jeff. Sorry. You're like right next to each other. And, okay, sorry. Jacob. All right. I'm sorry. So, actually, it's verse 9. I think. Oh no, verse 8, sorry. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. So it's been written down, it's a command that it's been written on our hearts that we are to worship the Lord. So God made us to worship him, to worship. Period. Sorry, I'm really tired right now. I've kind of got a headache and stuff, and I might be getting sick. So, again, sorry. So there's a key part in this verse that it's very short, but it's very important. It's and serve him only. So there, it's very interesting because it goes from worship the Lord your God and serve him only. So it doesn't seem like they're very connected, but they are basically the same. So when you worship God, what you're really doing is you're serving him. You're being obedient to him. So that is the true form of worship. It's love through action. It's love for him translated into action towards others. So when you serve him, that is the true form of worship. It's not, the words we sing. It's not, we could sing a million words and still miss the whole point completely. So it's the servitude we have in our heart, the emotion, the attitude that we have in our heart that turns into action. And then I've got another verse. Well, I got a couple of them. So turn to Matthew 22:37. Actually, 22:34-37. Again, sorry. All right. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the those people, the Pharisees got together. That one I knew. One of them, an expert in the law, and he tested him with this question: "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." So we find out that the greatest commandment, the greatest thing that God wants us to do is to love him with all of ourselves. So when we worship, it's not... So I'm going to use the word of the night. I'm trying to shift your paradigm here, or shift a paradigm here. I don't actually have a pair of dimes, so. But, I'm sorry. I could go get some. All right. But a paradigm is just, it's a way of thinking that you, I'm going to use iron here, that you don't think about. So it's just kind of a stereotype that you've got built into your head that you don't realize you have. So, like, for example, like in the church environment, a paradigm would be that when we worship, it's about, and I'm going to keep using this over and over again, it's about singing songs, just, the big band that, if we have a big band who sounds good and they play a lot of songs, that's worship for us. But that is not worship. What I'm trying to shift you away from is that the idea that worship is, this certain act that we have to follow to praise the Lord. But when really, worship is a attitude. Worship is a way of life for us. Which brings me to my next verse, which we're going all the way to Romans. So Romans 12, 1-3. I gotta go with it. James. Oh, too far. Romans 12, 1-3. Come on. Oh. Where is it? Where did it go? Sorry, you're going to have to hang on a second. I can't find it.
Awesome.
All right, sweet.
Hebrews, Peter.
Sweet, thanks. You're the man, Max. All right. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Thank you, Max.
Whoop.
So we find out in this verse that worship, again, it's a way of life. It's an act, like I said, it's a way of life for us. And basically, to sum it all up, when you love God, your ultimate act of worship should just be to devote your life to God and his will. And not let, you know, the habits, the things of this world conform you and make you fall into sin. Ultimately, that is worship. When you devote yourself to God's will, you are, you know, every day you devote yourself to God's will is every day you're worshiping him. Every day you are worshiping. So, I mean, that, like I said, I was going to keep it really short tonight. Because ultimately, like, when I started researching this, I started doing a bunch of things. That was the only one thing I felt that I wanted to get across to you guys, is that worship is just, it's an attitude, it's a way of life. It isn't what we do, it's the way our heart feels, but through that true nature, that true emotion, that true attitude, it translates into action. So I just want to leave you with one more thought as I go, and then we'll pray, and then we can chew the grass, whatever that... Chew the cud, there you go. Or hang out, I guess, in the... What? Oh, we got cupcakes in celebration of... Whose birthday? Yay, Stephanie! You might probably won't be listening to this, but happy birthday!
Woo!
All right. The one thing I want to leave you with is I tried to show you, and maybe I haven't done it very well, is that we were made to worship. We were made to love. So ultimately, it comes down to this. We all worship something. And what I want to leave you with is this. Is what do you worship? So I want just, if there's one thing, well, actually two things I can leave you with tonight. So the first thing was worship is a form of love through action. And the second thing is this. What do you worship? Are you, you know, is your life devoted to God? Or do you worship more things? Is your priorities about, you know, the opposite sex, money, employment? And I don't tell you this so that I can make you feel guilty and go, oh, I need to be worshiping God more. But I tell you this so that you can search within your heart and you can see your true heart. And I'm just trying to get you to start thinking more with your heart, okay? So let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for cupcakes. They are a blessing unto us all. I just pray tonight, Lord, that I was somewhat clear in what I was trying to get across, Lord, and that the people here who needed your word, Lord, needed that opening of their heart, Lord, that they were able to get that, Lord. I myself have needed that, Lord, so I thank you for that. I just pray, Lord, that we are able to focus the rest of our weeks, Lord, and on that we just, every day we just wake up and we make it a day of worship, Lord. We make it our life an attitude of worship, Lord, that we just, every day it becomes, you know, another day where we get to worship you, where we get to worship, Lord. So in all these things, amen.